Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're here with you in the building. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot, live and direct.
Live and direct.
To you. To you.
Right? To you on a Monday. A moon day. We are in the building. We are ready to go. Shout outs from Saudi Arabia.
I saw that. Show 444, guys.
444.
444.
Crazy. I love it. I love it. That is a sign or a testament of commitment.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Of consistency.
Yeah.
Of dedication. Of a lot of things. Man, we've covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Side note, we got 50 to 60 shows that if you weren't a member, you didn't even see.
You didn't even see those. Yeah, those in the membership. Yeah. That was we just make those live.
Yeah, we was in our emotions.
Yeah.
You know, come on with us, you know what I mean? And y'all didn't come, and then we came back, and here we are.
Yeah.
So just make those available.
Yeah, I'm gonna make those available.
For those who have, like, some extra time on hand, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I didn't really do too much this weekend. It didn't really snow where it was at.
Yeah, the bomb didn't drop.
In Westchester, it did. Like, right. It was like, I heard it was like, but around where it was cool. It was cool.
Other than that, you was good?
Other than that, I was chilling, man.
Let me ask you your opinion on something, and I want your honest opinion.
Okay.
I believe when you fart uncontrollably after a great meal, that is compliments to the chef. No, hear me out. You got to hear me on this, because I got into a big thing, right? And so that's like compliments to the chef.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I was letting them go, one after the other. Ta, 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 ta. And Mama Dot was furious. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit is nasty. What the fuck? And what I was saying is, I was complimenting her on the meal she made. Now, she made veggie lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
It was popping. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I think, right? I was applauding her, right? But I wasn't clapping with my hands. My cheeks were clapping.
Hey, pause. Yo, pause. Okay, first of all, pause.
No, yeah. So what I'm saying is this. And she didn't say it that way. You know, she said I was repulsive.
I'm going to speak for her right now.
I was nasty.
I'm going to speak for her right now. His name.
Hold on. I ain't finished. She was like, if the people really could see how you are when the cameras is not running, I no longer want to be your Shabetty Bass. And so am I wrong for applauding such a great meal that was laid out.
His thing.
Just asking. Real question, guys.
I'm going to speak for mom and dad. You're supposed to be, like, you guys are still married.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 27
years. Yeah. You're becoming an old, nasty man right before her eyes, and I don't think she can deal with it.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. You pick your nose and you try to put it on people.
Yeah, I do that.
You just fuss about stuff. You just...
If my meal is not at a certain temperature.
You know what I mean? If the water don't have 3 ice cubes like you like it, it's just... You're becoming like just an old, fussy, nasty man. And I don't think she can deal with it.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. I think you need to do better for 2024.
Okay, so don't clap. Don't ass cheek clap.
Yeah, that's the first of all.
Based on a good meal.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Just maybe say, hey, Mama Dot, that was a great meal.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right. So I think Noble would understand me more because he's at that age where he has to let his go.
Yeah, yeah.
When he get a good meal or something, you know. But okay, so maybe that's. Yeah. Okay, just was asking an honest opinion.
That's what I think is going on.
Okay.
All right. Am I correct in my assessment? I'm getting a thumbs
Mama
up.
Mama Dot says she got thumbs up.
She said you took all the sexy out of
it. They could really see you the way you are. They always think, you know, if they could see you right now with the cameras not rolling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think. Wow. That's what I think. Well, thank you for being here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here are some of our conversations that we have.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I hope everybody had an amazing, amazing weekend. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man. Okay. Weekend was good. We had our first UX90.
Weekly. Oh, yes. Weekly meetup on Sunday, yes.
Meetup on Sunday, which was great. Mm-hmm. It was good to see everybody. I see some of them here in the chat now.
Shout out to the UX90 gang.
You know what I'm saying? So that was great. And my New Year's really kicks off now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I needed that whole first week to kind of decompress, but now I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to get some things popping.
All right, let's do a quick shout out, then we're going to get into some stuff. Oh, we have a major announcement Thursday. In regards to the membership.
Yes.
The UX90, you guys already know, but we got some, like, we not changing it up, but you guys already know the deal. So we have a major announcement on Thursday in regards to the membership. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Stay tuned.
Absolutely.
So Saudi Arabia, Jacksonville in the house. Who else? Somebody said go Michigan. They're in the national championship right
national
now.
National championship game, yeah.
I want the black quarterback to win.
Yeah, but Michigan is a machine.
They tough.
They're a machine. Yeah.
They're tough.
Yeah.
But he's nice. Who else we got? I see Pittsburgh, PA in the house was good. Brooklyn in the house.
Brooklyn.
Cleveland. Hinesville.
Yeah.
Bama in the house. Tampa Bay in the house. Lord knows was good.
All right. Lord knows.
Converse, Texas was good. South Carolina was popping. Big up from Jamaica.
What up, Dante? I see you in the building was good.
Louisville. Milwaukee, what's good?
What's good? Mississippi, Durham.
Jay Service said, today marks 14 years since my dad's transition.
Salute to dad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Always. I already know what that's about. Dad, I want my after show tonight. You got it.
Yeah. You got your after show tonight.
Savannah,
Mississippi, Durham, Bemore. Oh, okay. Louisiana, Texas. We in here, guys.
We are in the building.
Tallahassee, all that. So let's get to some stuff.
Let's get to it, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So last week, Thursday, during the show, people were hitting us with this story about the 215 bodies that were found buried behind a police station. I think it was a state jail in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the families were not notified.
Right.
Of these people of their relatives that were there,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the bodies weren't even embalmed, so it smelled.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
geez.
A lot of people are upset at the inhumane nature of what the hell happened. So there's an investigation going on. They want full transparency as to what the hell happened.
And these weren't prisoners.
No, they weren't.
And remember, this stemmed from the guy who got hit by the car.
And then the police didn't tell the
they
mother.
Didn't tell the family.
Yep.
And they just dumped the body. So. What's going on that they have free reign to commit such heinous, inhumane crimes?
Think about, okay, if you are in the business, the underground business of organ trafficking thing?
Yes.
You had an open market to do whatever you felt like doing.
Yes.
And just discarding the evidence with no, you know.
No regard for anything.
That's crazy.
And again, this is in Mississippi, am I correct? Mm-hmm. So we already know the mentality, the deep-rooted racism in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And what they are allowed to get away with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis, if somebody was able to do a true expose, you would probably vomit at the level of, you know what I mean, things that they get away with.
Yeah.
And for them to be able to dump 215 bodies of just, where are these bodies from?
Yeah.
Who are the people not looking for these bodies? Mm-hmm. And if they are, for you not to be able to give me an answer of sorts, but my relative is in the back, this is going to be a huge lawsuit.
Yeah.
They're going to be federal. The feds are probably on their way there now. And this is going to be something really, really big. And see what this also speaks to, Malcolm?
Yep.
The so-called dead have a voice. And so the energy and vibration, they wanted to be found. This is not right. We didn't even receive the proper burial rites. You know what I mean? Because even when you have a burial, that's a ritual of sorts put on by the family, honoring your life, you know what I'm saying? You know, your contributions, and then, you know, you're buried. And for that to happen, and you to just dunk me on top of somebody else and on top of somebody else.
Yeah.
That vibration, that signature is always a frequency coming from the grave, and the spirit realm finds a way to manipulate the physical realm, either by a car crash, somebody's consciousness, something, and now it leads all the way back to the source of the crime. Somebody has a lot of answering to do. Humble introvert, thank you so much. There is a lot of answers that need to be given for such crimes. And the deepest condolences.
Absolutely.
To all of those families who didn't know where their family members were.
Absolutely.
You know, especially if the one guy who cracked the case, who was, I believe he had some mental illness, and he ran out the house. And so your mother, your people are looking for you. And you know, so it's really not a good look.
So Ben Crump is on the case.
Oh, of course, Ben Crump is on the case.
Ben Crump is on the case.
You're goddamn right, Ben Crump is on the case. Please, if something happened to me, don't hire Ben Crump. I don't care what kind of money he tell you he can get from me.
I won't.
Please don't hire him. Hire me a real estate agent of the highest order. They don't fuck around. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's going to remove all of the theatrics of, you know, gallery. What are we going to do? You ain't never seen a real estate agent. What are we going to do? When do we want justice? When do we want it now?
Yeah.
You don't see that. They just be about their business. They probably go, I don't even know why all these people are yelling in the first place. So don't do that.
Okay.
Don't bring Al Sharpton and Crump. I don't care if it was unjust. If they clap me in the back, do not hire Crump and them boys, please.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I want some of my money. Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, speaking of, this has had nothing to do with this case, but speaking of deep-rooted racism, there's a college football, he's a high school football player. He's going to college.
Okay. His last name is Knigga.
Oh, Knigga. That's how he pronounces it. That's how
The N
Noah
is,
Knigga.
The K is silent. Like in the word no.
Yeah.
Night, you know. So it ain't Knigga to me. Yeah. I immediately I even taught you. You try it with the K.
Yeah.
But if it rolls better without the K, Malcolm, you got to make the K silent.
So you think that's his real last name? Or you think his family has such a deep, like, we need to say this word. We need to say it.
That's a very good point.
Now, Avery, she raised that question. She was that's a very good point. Really deep-rooted.
Reminds me of the Dave Chappelle.
The Knigga family.
The Knigga family.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is always late. You niggas always like your bacon.
Oh, nigga, please. Nigga, please.
Nigga, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
I know all. A nigga, yeah.
But he going to get killed in college. He's been getting killed in high school. Come here, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
My nigga. Jeez, it just don't.
That's his name.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he needs
his dad is, I think, a high school coach as well.
So I can see the niggas and the announcers. Oh, that's one strong nigga. I mean, nigga's very intelligent. Yeah. I never thought I'd say that in the same sentence. But this nigga here
they're going to have to do something. That's his last name.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do something about that. Like, No a nigga.
Come on. I didn't even see that part. No a nigga.
I know a nigga.
He's a nigga. She's a nigga. Wouldn't you like to know a nigga, dude? I don't know. It's just too many jokes. I could just run these shits off forever.
Just saying.
And he's white.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, is it some like deep rooted? Like his family was like, we need to say this. I need to say this. Or you know, I don't know. Just me.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds. I don't know.
So the Shannon Sharp Cat Williams interview, last time I checked, was 33 million views.
Yeah, and counting.
God damn. That might be the most viral interview, I'll say, in black.
Yeah, in recent times, for sure.
That I know about. Somebody put together a list, and it was that at the top. The Birdman, Breakfast Club,
yes,
6ix9ine Breakfast Club, Soulja Boy, I think Drake and Rap Radar, but that's sitting at the top.
Yeah, that's sitting at the top, and just to kind of revisit and recap,
yeah,
everyone has been giving their opinion, and I think it's been great conversation wise. The one part of the conversation that I want people to be aware of when they say, this is all a distraction. It's just black people going in on black people. We need to do better. They're not talking about the real gatekeepers. All of those are correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Based on where you are, it's based on what you got out of that situation. Everyone, for the 85%, the knuckle draggers, right? They may have been entertained. But there is a portion, because of the times that we are in, just my humble opinion, that some people are ready to break through.
Yeah.
And they need a seal to be broken, because the greatest seal over our people is entertainers.
Absolutely.
Entertainers, preachers, mm-hmm. athletes, and charismatic politicians.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
These are the people in place.
Mm-hmm.
And they are purposely, the reason they are paid as much as they're paid and glorified is because they do with the heavy lifting of your thinking. You know what I'm saying? They can influence you to do this and that. And the real culprits never have to show their hands and how this is going. And so when some people hear something so crazy, but it breaks the seal of their idol worship towards celebrity, I think that's a job well done. Those of you who are already above that, that was just a sign of the times to come. So you weren't affected by it. So we have to give everybody their space and place. You know what I mean? I just hear a lot of people, you know, Ari Spears was the worst.
Yeah. First off, he inserted himself into the conversation because he got lightly mentioned.
Okay.
And it was one of those things. Remember when Kendrick dropped Control?
Yes.
And then everybody responded, even people that wasn't on the song
yes.
that he didn't name responded.
Yes.
So that's what it feels like with this. Like everybody, like Bruce even said, if you would have mentioned my name,
yeah.
it'd have been some furniture moving. He ain't saying nothing about you, Bruce.
But that also ties into energy.
No, absolutely.
So our people are following the energy trail.
Absolutely.
Like moths to a flame. So there are people who want some of that light because he's receiving a bunch of light right mm-hmm. now. But overall speaking, yeah, you got to get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing, even if, because one person's distraction is another person's awareness more.
No, absolutely. And I think going back to even like the Diddy situation with Cassie, I think regular people found out, like, talking about all of those wacky conspiracy theories that was happening. Whoa.
Yes.
And then the veil unlifts around our so-called elites. I hate even calling them quote unquote or elites, right? The Jay-Z's, the Diddy's, those people, right? But when you found out, like, yo, these dudes are really grimy behind the scenes, these people really are doing some wild stuff behind the scenes, I think now you're going to start to see more and more people come out with the actual stories and what was going on and who was doing shady business or who was doing nasty stuff behind it. More and more is going to come out, especially, I think, when they see, when you see, like, the final reaction to this Cat Williamson, because somebody said it's at $33 million now, right? Okay. So now, the next thing to go viral like that, you got to spit some truth about some high people in the industry.
Absolutely.
Now. So that's going to be like the next blueprint.
A precedent has been set.
Yeah.
Everyone is not going to wake up, brothers and sisters. Everyone is not meant to. And so if this wakes up your grandmother, because there's people talking about this who normally wouldn't be even talking about it. You have to look at, don't center it around what you need to be fed. Like they didn't mention the real gatekeepers or the gatekeepers to the gatekeepers. Our people can't even fathom a lot of them that high up. You can, because you are just on a different frequency. Stop thinking about yourself. Don't make this a selfish thing, as crazy as that may sound. Give people their chance to graduate. We all had our moment. Whenever it was that we were just brought into a specific, you know, set of information that changed our lives, give them their moment. And it starts with celebrity worship and idol worship.
Yeah.
That cloud over us is huge.
Yeah.
That cognitive dissonance where people ready to fight for somebody, their reverend, their guru, their whatever, they're ready to fight because they truly believe in that, and now they have to at least go home and question. And it's been happening in succession. Mm-hmm. This thing has been happening with Jack Wildwright and Kyrie Irving and Kanye and the Diddy situation and the Will Smith situation, the Dwight Howard situation. It's telling you, if you just read those tea leaves, that we are in a time of awakening. So yes, we have bigger fish to fry, right? We have bigger unseen hands to uncover. But let's give our people a chance to break the seal on celebrity worship, because it's happening even in sports. I ain't even interested in sports anymore.
Yeah.
Not the way I used to.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's happening gradually, and we're going to make some progress. I hope that makes sense.
This is what I also want to say too. Two things can be true.
Thank you.
I just want us to kind of grasp that, right? Two things can be true. Because going back to the Aries Spears thing, what he said was true.
Yes.
What he said was right. He said, this is not going to change those guys like Steve Harvey, Kevin, it's not going to change their lives. Like it did, like that's just going to, their fans love them and they're going to continue to love them. So it's not going to change that. But then at the same time, Aries Spears, you're a nasty, nasty, nasty man.
Oh, disgusting.
Gross. We remember the skit with Tiffany Haddish. That was nasty.
We remember you getting kissing that dude.
That was misogyny back. That was nasty.
We remember.
We remember the blackface skit that you did.
Yeah,
that was nasty.
It's all nasty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bro,
so this is my, not warning to people, but just take the information.
Yes.
And that's it. Don't like.
And linear minds think in straight lines. So don't just look at it as Cat Williams came up there and was, you know, sitting on the couch going in on the black people. And how does that affect my life? You have to have a more spherical approach to this information and not get self-centered about where you are in your lessons. And I'm so, no. This ain't about you. You are part of a collective. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? And so we move in accord, you know, as one. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard thing for a lot of people to accept. So take it with a grain of salt. Enjoy the moment and then move on to the next moment that will be coming.
Yeah. Because it's more. Listen, this year, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It's an election year.
Yeah.
More, I think more and more stuff just about the entertainment industry at large is because entertainment is like, it's not a, nobody cares. Golden Globes happened yesterday. Didn't even realize it.
Yeah, even though that one dude, I think he was hosting, he said that joke about pedophiles. Interesting.
Oh, Joe Coy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, not Coy.
Oh, who?
Somebody else. Joe Coy was the host.
Yeah.
Somebody else came up there and said something real slick.
Oh, okay.
And it made them a little uncomfortable.
Somebody said that Bruce kind of statement was like, I was just, you know, like the fact that everybody responded. So Kevin Hart responded with some jokes.
But nobody said he lied.
Nobody said he lied, though. Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Nobody said he lied.
Yeah.
They all just kind of gave a half-assed response.
Yeah.
But nobody said he lied.
Mike Epps said the best. He had the best response.
I liked his.
He said, man, he didn't say my name good or bad. I'm just trying to get in on it, man.
Get in on some of that action.
Yeah, I was like, I respect that. I respect
Godfrey did a real funny piece.
On behalf of Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Funny stuff.
Yeah.
Funny stuff. Can we talk aliens?
Let's talk. Let's talk, Dad.
Can we talk?
Let's talk.
What happened in Miami?
Okay, guys, that was not aliens.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But the point I'm trying to make is, I'm going to bring this full circle
please,
to what I was just
please,
saying.
Please.
Symbolically speaking, They said 2024 is the year that we will have full disclosure.
Okay.
On New Year's Day, at the mall in Miami, you had all these wild reports came out. Now, I did see the footage of the police cars. A lot of police cars, this, that, people running out the mall. And then these wild stories started coming out about aliens, 10-foot beings that were glitching. So let's put Project Blue Beam right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to talk about predictive programming.
Yes.
And how you insert something into the mind that is connected to something else that may be happening. So why? Because I mentioned this last Thursday on the show when it was fresh.
Yeah.
Because I stay on the TikTok streets. I be on the curb waiting for the TikTok shit to pop. And it popped. So, first of all, nobody has any photos.
Mm-hmm.
That's sign number one. In a world where everybody got a camera, in a world where most of our people, no matter how afraid they are,
are going to do this.
Are going to pick up their phone and at least be running away getting footage of, if I was drowning, they not coming to help me. They pulling out their phone like, yo, homie's drowning. I ain't never seen nobody drown before. Oh, he losing it. Oh, he got no, oh, he just went under. It's a few bubbles. Hold on. Oh, chill, man. Chill. This is a so-and-so podcast reporting live from the death of some dude. Right?
Yeah.
So
that was actually great. That was actually on point. Yeah.
And so because we have no footage, actual footage.
Yeah.
Now there's some reports, some young kids were in the mall and a vortex opened up, this, that, and that. So I want to throw all of this on the table, right? Then remember last year we had full disclosure in front of Congress.
Yes.
Of that we are not alone.
Yes.
And so I don't necessarily believe that there were aliens in the mall. That really makes no sense. And we have no footage except real blurry stuff.
Yeah, and with cameras that are more advanced.
Well, the cameras from the mall are not going to give you nothing. But even
phone cameras. You know what I'm saying?
And people got Samsungs. I don't know why you would have a Samsung phone. But beside that, those are some great cameras on that phone. Here's the weird part to this. And this was verifiable. The coordinates of the mall, 25.77, whatever, due north. The opposite of that coordinates, if you put the reverse of that coordinates in, guess where it led you to?
Where?
Antarctica.
Mm.
So that's a very interesting point, right?
Okay.
Because now we're talking parallel universes. We know what's going on in Antarctica. Again, back to Project Bluebeam or something. So the reverse coordinates takes you to Antarctica, which we know some weird stuff is going on. So these are just some of the tidbits. This could all just be, and then remember Spider-Man movie. The one where they was controlling.
Oh, yes.
Lately, I've been seeing a lot of places in Tokyo.
That's just flat 3D out doing,
coming at you, holographs.
Yes.
And so I want you to put all of this into your database, into your head movies, to understand it's going to tie back to that event somehow, whether it was so-called real or not.
Hmm.
So that was the point I wanted to make about that.
All right.
When we finally do see something, know that this all could be one story being told.
All right.
Okay.
I like how you brought it back around.
Yeah, see, I brought that back around.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
You are tuned into the sound. And I said, I got a goddamn Urban Samsung phone.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So, Jonathan Majors did an interview on ABC.
Okay, with...
I don't know the woman's name. Okay. It wasn't Gail. I know the woman's name. But okay, I remember seeing trailers of the interview, like previews of the interview. And it was weird. First off, ABC is owned by Disney. Disney just fired him.
Yeah. That's
so
weird.
It just feels like real, like the optics of that is just
weird.
Weird. I saw a theory, somebody said that Disney is trying to like test out how the public reacts to them on their own network.
Oh. They have the ability to do something.
Yeah, so now, like, okay, maybe we might bring it back. Like, you know, sentiments is... But I saw some clips from the interview and...
Not good?
Dude, he talked about Megan Good being his Coretta.
Oh, he did not go there.
He did.
He said that?
He said that.
After saying that shit to that white girl?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. Yeah. What is his problem?
I don't know what his
fixation with Coretta?
I don't know what his team is doing.
Oh, my God, his team. He's supposed to stay so far away from that statement.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. That's bad.
And then he also said something to the fact, like, he don't know where she got her injuries or something like that. And it's just like, I wouldn't have done the interview to begin with.
No.
Right?
I mean, but you got to understand the way the play is laid out.
Yeah.
You got to get out in front and at least speak to your fans. You got to tell them something.
Yeah, but the credit thing, like, that was
bad.
Supposed to say that.
You're not supposed to say that. No. Even though Cat Williams basically bigged her up in the interview for getting half his time cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I dig that. Another thing Cat Williams said that I think was deep is when he was saying, this is not about racism.
Mm-hmm.
This is about truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very profound statement because our people will stand on the side of black people, whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we can literally see. And so truth becomes subjective and truth is not supposed to be subjective. There's your version of the truth and then there's absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Until we collectively move into a space of absolute truth, we are always going to be led down these paths of deception, right? We can have a dude in our community done shot up 18 people, robbed, terrorized. We know he's damaging, but let him get into a shootout with the police. That's a little suspect.
Mm.
And we will go out and march on behalf of the criminal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Knowing that even though this probably did us a good thing, we are weird people, bro.
Yeah, it's...
And I know that statement may sound weird, but I want you to think about it for a second. That's why he was saying he could talk about Michael Jackson. Truth is truth in his eyes, and I understand what he meant.
Mm.
It was a very profound statement because only the ones who are going to rise up to the levels of what truth represents are going to make it because you're going to be presented with all of us. In the coming days are going to be presented with a crossroad of truth, not a crossroad of bias, not a crossroad of cognitive dissonance, not a crossroad of that's my man or that's my reverend or I've been rocking with Dr. So-and-so doing that. It's going to be, is this in alliance with truth or it's not?
But here's the thing. So with social media, and I think as far back as I can remember, I think that the tribalism within just all human, it got worse with social media. And I think, and I went all the way back, not all the way back, but I went back to Obama, right? Because he emboldened a whole other opposite sect of white people who then got Trump in. And then the Trumpsters, like everybody, they ride with Trump, right, wrong, indifferent. And then that emboldened the opposite side of Biden. They can see Biden being... You know, he damn near losing all kind of cognitive function and they still ride with Biden.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that trickles down into entertainment as well because Cat Williams was talking about idol worship basically, right? Not following these people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch, the same people are doing that to Cat Williams now.
Yes, they're following him.
They're following him now. You know what I'm saying? Not to say, is anything wrong with him? Because a lot of people, and I said in the last show, I've spoken up about his character, spoken up about the amount of money he's getting
his
away.
His integrity,
His integrity. A bunch of comedians have spoken up about that, right? So now, what happens is the public now is just, we've seen it happen how many times since we've had this podcast?
Yeah.
Right? Every time somebody comes up and speaks some type of truth to the opposite power, it was LaVar Ball, it was Kwame Brown. It was like, I can name a bunch of people
yes.
that they spoke out against a system, and then people became the idol. And then no matter what happened with them, it just became, you know.
I think part of that too is our people just want to hear that everything is going to be okay. And they want to live vicariously through someone else's expression of fighting. But meanwhile, they're not going to leave their desk mm-hmm. where they have their comfy little job. They won't even fight their boss for a promotion they really should get, and yet will sick you out there because it's just one of those kind of things. We must feel that there's somebody fighting for us when all we all need to do is get up and fight for self. You follow mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's the deep double conundrum that we find ourselves in, and it's a spooky, spooky place mm-hmm. where I don't care about none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm riding with my mans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we're never going to receive a higher frequency of things because we bog down in certain aspects of that.
And example, I didn't say anything was wrong with Kwame Brown, but I'm talking about how people had then put him on a pedestal when he was talking against the system, Stephen A. Smith, and he became the guy, right? Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're not talking about...
I didn't say he did anything wrong.
What his fight was about.
Yeah.
But just the fact that we continue to get behind these individuals.
Yeah.
And that's what the Charleston White thing was about. when we tried to explain, I don't care who's bringing it. I have no problem with truth being spoken because I'm not into his character mm-hmm. per se.
Mm-hmm.
Long as he's not hurting babies or any of that kind of stuff, how you see his outer package means you have work to do on self. Truth is something you can feel and vibrate. I don't care if it's a white person bringing it. It's a couple of, look, Jordan Maxwell, just among a few white dudes, was giving it up. And I was able to sit through his information and just take the truth that he was delivering. Certain people can't do that. They want to love your character, and then you mm-hmm. can lie to them. That's the weird thing. They would rather love you the way you look or present it, but you can lie to them all day, get them to give you money for 20, 30 years on shit, and it don't matter because they like you rather than, I don't like the look of this person mm-hmm. or the someone, but when he spits for a half hour, I can't find nothing that mm-hmm. he said that wasn't the truth.
Yeah.
And that's how truth is supposed to be. It comes in all kind of packages, but when you're biased, and it is what it is, mm-hmm. and you have your people.
And we all have our, you know, innate biases,
yes.
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I get it, like, we're human. Like, you take to certain people, but the point is the point.
Point's the point, yeah. Time for a commercial.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Darius, for the super chat.
Yes,
also, Dwells, thank you for the super chat.
Thank you.
As well, he said, I've seen more women trying to look like Sexy Red than Coretta Scott King.
Interesting.
Yeah. And,
especially in this generation.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we shall return.
Yeah. To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
We are back. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely.
Always humble for your true support. Those who truly support the number one Father and Son podcast.
Absolutely.
Right. Big up Chanel.
Yes.
She's got a new ad out there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Very good time of the year to see what it is.
Get a reading.
Get a reading.
See what's up, Helen.
We was running Obar's special, but then we went on vacation.
Yes.
So I don't know if Obar is still running his special. Tell him. No, you say code word black dot. And he might
know what it means.
He might know what it means. If he go, what the fuck you talking about? Then reverse that. Don't say that. His wife has a new mixtape out.
A new one, not the Sticky Rice.
Not the Sticky Rice.
Oh, okay.
She got a new one out. The Artist Bones is the YouTube channel. Google it. The Artist Bones.
The Artist.
It's called Born to Be Free. And when I tell you, it is a smash. It's Bones with an S. No cap. I'm not saying this because the God is my peoples.
No cap.
I can't say that. I'm too old to say that. Too old to say no cap.
It didn't roll off right.
I said no cap. I'd like to buy one drug, please.
Two weeds, please.
Two weeds, please. I mean, yeah. I definitely sound like a cop. All right. So you know what I mean, right? And it is fire. Me and my mama dot listened to it before the new year came in. For somebody to be this talented, and for people not to know on a grand scale, I think it's a crime. The Artist Bones the YouTube channel. It's called Born to Be Free. And it is a smash. All her stuff seems to seamlessly flow through.
I think I'm thinking I'm getting this wrong, because is that it?
The Artist is one word.
Oh,
the
okay.
Artist Bones.
That would have helped.
It's all one word. It's YouTube.
That would have helped.
Born to Be Free. That's it right there with the tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the link.
Put the link. Just great music. It's free. It's open. It's bumping. The production is crazy. Today is the birthday of Noble Drew Ali.
Hey.
So shout out to all the Moors who are in celebration. You know what I mean? And yes.
Okay,
so we put that in there. You're going to enjoy that. And we need to put some energy behind this queen right here because she is super duper talented. Cold Word Bowser hit over up. He might honor some stuff for you.
So thank you for the super chat.
Yes.
Diaphilus, thank you. Happy birthday, Noble Drew Ali.
Absolutely. Right on point. Yes, 777. Yes. Love it.
Malcolm sounds like my daughter when I say stuff like no cap. She says, mom, no. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I try to stay hip.
It just didn't
speak.
It didn't
roll off right. I get it. Yeah.
Like I heard Phil Valentine the other day.
He was like, Dot.
He said bars.
I was like, yeah, he rocked that.
Yeah,
side note, let me make mention. For those who were saying I was cutting Dr. Phil off, because if people
were
saying you was interrupting them to speak. Let me explain how this thing in TV land works. When we're interviewing somebody, the only way we could see them is if we look down at the camera. Then it would look weird to you if I'm doing this. So what we do is we train ourselves. We have a marker.
Yeah.
We look this way. However, what he's saying is 8 to 10 seconds behind his voice.
Not 8 seconds. But
okay. It's kind of like. So if I look down, I'll get confused from what I'm hearing, thinking he stopped talking. It's real weird. So no. It was not done deliberately.
Oh, God.
I cut Malcolm off deliberately.
Yeah.
He ain't got shit to say.
Yeah.
Not the good doc. Not the good doc.
Somebody said he was on your nori. No, he wasn't. No, he was like, I didn't think he was that. I didn't think he was bad.
No, but again, because I can't see him and I can hear him, it creates like a lag.
Y'all wanted a 4-hour energy? Is that what it was?
Is that what y'all wanted? 4 hours? Come on now.
Michigan is up 17-3 over Washington. Yeah.
They're going to rock them.
Yeah, if you can run the ball.
It's a wrap. You got that offensive line.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's over.
All right, so let's get to some more stuff.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Sticking with football, Brett Favre is facing some possible jail time for his role in the $77 million welfare scandal that happened
Say
in Mississippi.
Word.
Yes, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Yeah.
I don't like to harp on a specific city or state too long because people get mad.
Right.
You know, people get upset. But yeah, he might spend like a really, really long time behind jail, according to this article, if he is found guilty. Favre and 47 other defendants were accused of stealing millions of dollars intended to aid Mississippi's lower class. Between 2017 and 2019, the Phil Bryant appointed former Mississippi Department of Human Services Director John Davis and Mississippi Community Education Center nonprofit operator Nancy New directed millions of temporary assistance for Americans to Favre pharmaceutical businesses that he was heavily investing called Proveicus, and a volleyball stadium he wanted built for the Southern University, for University of Southern Mississippi, which his daughter,
Was going.
His daughter played, yes.
Yes. Look at him. Come on, man.
Yeah. And remember, he tried to sue Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp. And Shannon got that erased.
Yes, he did.
Side note, Shannon needs to be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon needs to be careful. Hold on.
Let's complete this. Yes. So he hasn't been charged with the criminal case yet, but there's an investigation that is going on right now. If he knowingly stole funds, they said he can spend like the rest of his life in jail.
They're not gonna. He's a hero.
Yeah.
For white people, so they're not gonna allow that to happen. He'll get probation of some sort. But he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Absolutely.
Clearly did.
Absolutely.
Clearly got his hand caught in the cookie jar. And so we know the way justice works in this country. That is the reason why people stick up for criminals. As I was mentioning earlier, defend criminals. Yeah. It's because we know the deck is deck is stacked against us. Yeah. I don't want to omit that obvious aspect. I'm just talking about in general, when we have a choice, the truth or rock with our mans, when all things being even, not the justice system.
Yeah.
Because we know we stacked against that. I'm always looking. Did you see them bring homie back into the prison?
Looking like Hannibal Lecter?
Looking like Hannibal Lecter. Oh my God. I mean.
Yeah, so he got like 14.
The
same judge put him out for like 19 months on something unrelated to that.
Mm.
So they're going to tack on like 14 different charges as a result of the assault. So he's going down. He's going down.
It's right. They had my man looking like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, he was going. He was walling.
But come on, son. Handcuffs are suffice.
They had
him in like this. Hello, Clarice. I would love to taste your skin this time. I was only able to get my left hand on your throat. Next time I will, come on. That ain't right. In front of his family now, come on now.
He was rolling.
He's a hero though, man.
He was rolling.
That's a hero.
He was rolling.
Now, am I wrong for saying that? He was wrong. Now, see, this is what I mean. Perfect example. I'm going to get on my hypocrisy shit, right? He was wrong in the eyes of the law. But come on now, son. That's a hero.
He's wild, man.
He leaped over injustice. And so that we, the people, can have a piece of justice. Mm-hmm. And when I say a piece, he grabbed he grabbed the hair of justice and was pulling it from its roots. And then, come on now. He gave us a little bit of justice there now. Hannibal. God damn.
Yeah. Had the mask going on. That's what happens.
If he had an album coming out, that'd be fire. You know what I mean? Yo, get my album. Get my album.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Somebody said, Auntie Wanda. He was wrong, Auntie.
What is wrong? You see what I'm saying? Now, what is wrong? You know?
Yeah. He was wrong.
Yeah.
Hit the like button, please.
Please hit the like button. Hook us up.
So, as we were saying about Shannon,
Yes.
So, you were saying he needs to be careful.
He needs to be careful, man. Mm. Because Tag, he's it.
Yeah.
And even though he is a byproduct of an interview, dude, you were the facilitator of such.
Yeah.
And you sat there on your couch in Club Shay Shay, and you wanted the gossip. And you let him blow us all up like this.
Yeah.
You let him talk about things he wasn't supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
And you at 33, that's a number. 35 million hits and rising. That's energy. Remember we talk about attention is the new form of currency.
Yeah.
He is being charged right now.
So this is what I'm...
And there's going to be people who don't like that.
Obviously.
And then they're going to start pulling up his dirt. And I'm pretty sure his dirt goes way back.
No, so this is what I was saying. I don't want him to take the success of this interview and try to match it with other interviews like it.
Right, like bringing in Monique.
Well, yeah, and like, no, just go back to what you was doing.
Right, and let that just be a blip in the matrix.
Yeah, just go back to what you
were doing. An anomaly of moments in which I...
Once that happens, you start chasing that.
Yes.
It begins to feel forced, and then people stop using your platform for truth. Like
and then they'll be using your platform for agendas.
Exactly.
And then you're going to be the one who have to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be very careful. Very careful.
Somebody said people want him to bring on Taraji. Did you guys see Vivica A. Fox's response to Taraji P. Henson? Somebody asked her, I think it was TMZ, asked her, like, you know, what her, like, does she agree with Taraji? And then she said, well, that's never been my experience with, you know.
Because she's being paid or she's being laid in other aspects of things.
I thought it was a very simple question, very simpler answer. She's never been as big as Taraji P. Henson.
There you go. So you wouldn't experience.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, your biggest moment was trying to get with 50 Cent.
Like, you wouldn't know.
Side note. The top 25 roachiest cities in America. I wanted to bring this up. You ever see that comedian? He be on Instagram and he be in the supermarket. He real fun. He be like, excuse me, miss, you look like you got a lot of roaches. do you think this is a good brand? Yeah. They be like, what do you mean I look like I got roaches? Yeah, you look like you got a lot of roaches. Yo, he is hilarious. People know in the chat who I'm talking about. Okay, so do you think New York is on the list?
We gotta be. And I love my city. I love my city.
All right. Don't take this personal. I did not create this list. The number one roachiest city in America is Houston. Then San Antonio. Tampa Bay. Lord knows. Sorry about that. Y'all got roaches. Phoenix. Las Vegas. Miami. Atlanta.
Really?
Roaches. A lot of roaches.
Really?
Roaches. I can feel roaches on.
When you start talking about this.
Goddamn roachy cities. Birmingham, Dallas, and OKC are the top 10.
Really?
Coming in at number 11, New York City.
Okay.
I got roaches. I had roaches going back. My roaches were so bold, they didn't even like run.
Yeah.
You turn the light on, they just be like, can you turn that damn light out, Dwayne? Shit. Roaches in the cereal box, you know what I'm saying? All kind of shit.
Ah, that's in the cereal box?
The cereal box.
Yeah.
Yeah, roaches. Yeah, roaches. Richmond, number 12.
Vivier?
Really? Los Angeles, 13.
So, you know what's crazy? Because, like, I've always lived in apartment buildings, like, I feel like it's just kind of like,
part for the
what it is, you know what I mean? But in a house, you know what I'm saying?
Like that's no excuse to have roaches.
I don't know.
Yo, one time I spent the night at my man's house, right? No exaggeration. There was a roach on the wall when we laid down to go to sleep. When I woke up, it was still on the wall, and then it moved. Like the shit was there all night.
I didn't kill it.
I mean, because it was like on the wall, and I'm thinking eventually, and then he just, in the morning, he just got up and walked away. Philadelphia, number 15. Washington is 14. Baltimore, 16. Riverside, California, 17. Chicago, 18. Minneapolis, 19. San Jose, 20. Boston.
So, like, but what do they call roaches? Because here, we, like...
It could be cockroaches.
Yeah, like, they call water bugs roaches.
Roaches, yeah.
You got a bunch of water bugs like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. They don't call them water bugs everywhere else. They call them just roaches.
Right, yeah.
So what do y'all, like,
That's the list. Let me give you the last five so you don't feel left out if you're in your city. Boston, 21. Detroit, 22. San Francisco, 23. Rochester, 24. And Seattle, where it rains a lot. You think there's a lot of roaches there. Number 25 in the roach world.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, Hashim Wilson, for the Cash App.
Thank you for all the Cash Apps that you guys send. Sometimes like I don't see them until after the show.
Yeah. But I appreciate that. Yeah. I did the electric boogie one time.
Of Urban X.
I let the thing go.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No exaggeration. I had a pair of Procads. I told this story. It was one of my Ghetto Cosby stories. Mm-hmm. Procads had, you know, they were rubber. And my pointy toenail created a hole in my Procads. That's how poor I was. I couldn't afford it until... And so I was in... And, you know, we used to all do the electric boogie. Like, it was like a break in between class. And I was standing outside with my man Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the moonwalk on him. I brought it out on him, and a roach came out the hole up the top of my shoe. It was the most embarrassing moment. However, only Reggie saw it.
I grabbed him.
I said, Yo, Reg, don't tell nobody. And he was my man, and I know it was burning inside him. He wanted to run back in the class and tell everybody, yo, a roach came out this nigga's sneaker while this nigga was doing the moonwalk. And he didn't do it, man. He held me down, man. At least I thought he did, because nobody said nothing. It was like in the fifth grade, man. Fifth or sixth grade, man. And that's what a good friend is, man.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
He knew that this would just blow me up. So this would like ruin me, man. And he ain't ruined me, man. Yo, Reg, man, I appreciate you, man. We still close to this day. He live out in Atlanta somewhere now. I bring that up to him. He probably remember. Right, give me that shit. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Facts.
Yeah. So what's going on with Kelly Price? Somebody said, please talk about this Kelly Price thing.
What happened with Kelly?
So I see a screenshot. I think it was on Instagram. She said, yes, Lord, deliver us from pastor hoes, pedophiles. Deliver us from self-righteous congregants who send their money to liars and pimps in plain sight. Then come deliver me. The nerve you have. I was the only artist judge on Sunday Best who wasn't messing with somebody else's spouse. Oh, fornicating. I'm messing with kids and boys, but you have smoke for me. Oh, F out of here, you ignorant church going brain dead asshole. Oh, I'm the child of a preacher three generations and have no desire to be named among the gospel community. Wonder why you don't? Because you already know what it is and you are content to be a part of the cover up and a cover up that had been happening for generations. My advice is to get off my page now. Prepare to have me tell you a new one every time you are stupid enough to come to my page with your self-righteous pity. Okay.
Ooh. Who's she talking about?
I don't know. A classy Queen T. Who? I don't know who that is.
See, everybody's getting bold now.
Yeah, I see.
Because when you see somebody else get bold and nothing happen, when you punch the bully in the face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the bully don't hit back, everybody lining up.
Yeah.
Everybody was lining up to fight Mike Tyson once Buster Douglas took him down. Everybody. Yeah. I started thinking about if I put on a few pounds.
She went crazy.
Yeah, she went off. But everybody knows what she said is true. Come on, guys. Yeah. Y'all just living in your own fantasy world about all this stuff.
Yo, it's going to get real. We say it all the time. It's going to get real uncomfortable soon.
Yeah.
It's really just.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
Ooh,
but this is what I mean.
People like,
this is what I mean by sit back and enjoy 2024. This thing is just getting started.
Yeah, it is the 8th, guys.
Yeah, it is the 8th.
This is the 8th.
Oh, and it's Kobe's day.
Okay, yeah.
Kobe wore number 8. This is his year 24.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all lining. We on show 444.
It's true.
This thing's lining up.
This is true. I saw that that clip Red Pill put up on Instagram today.
About?
Yeah, he was talking about how OJ was one of the first sponsored athletes.
Okay.
And how that kind of changed the entire thing about, you know, athletes, just celebrities being sponsored by these brands.
Oh, got you. Yes.
That was a really good interview. I was there for that one at Sonetta's house.
Oh, okay. Got you. I done so many lectures.
Yeah, I'm like, how don't you remember this? You were there. I'm talking about an interview you did.
Yeah, I've done so much. Yeah. I've done so much.
Speaking of sponsored athletes, Tiger Woods ended his relationship with Nike.
Whoa.
After 27 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's big. Mm-hmm. I thought he would be Nike for life.
I thought he had a lifetime contract.
Is it because he's not winning Masters right now?
He just won one.
How long ago?
That was like 2 years ago. No, that was like 2 years ago.
It was a major?
Yes.
Did he? No. Malcolm is starting to be like his dad, guys. He's making shit up.
Was that not a major? The last one he won?
I think it's been at least 6 years since he won a major.
It hasn't been those 6 years.
I don't know. People in the chat, let us know.
It was after 28 years that they parted with. I thought he had a lifetime contract with them. But apparently he's expected to launch his own apparel line, similar to how Tom Brady launched his.
Oh, wifey, surprise. Divergent with a urban Sagittarius.
Nice.
Shit. Love it.
Nice.
So he's going to launch his own thing.
Yes.
And it's not going to be sponsored by Nike.
No.
He's going to die.
No.
He's going to die.
No.
Okay, take that back. He's not going to die.
He won one 3 years ago. Thank you.
Oh, 3 years ago? Okay. Was it a major?
Well, it was 2019, so that was like 4 years.
Was it a major?
Yeah.
Mm. Majors is bigger than like the side one.
No, it wasn't a side one. It was like a.
So how many does he have all together now?
I think he's two behind the guy.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. It's been a while since I've watched him. He looks so like he's struggling now to win, you know?
Let me see, man.
Yeah, please do it. And he's got his son with him now. Yeah, his son is nice. Son is nice.
Yeah. April 14th, 2019, he won the Masters, which was his first major championship win in 11 years. His 15th overall. I think 18 is the record.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Side note, I saw Bronny. I forget what game he was in. He had like 15 points. He's all right.
Yeah, he's going to be a good role player.
Yeah, he's all right. Like, I don't think he should. I think he should stay at least another year. I don't think he needs to be leaving right now.
No, but if LeBron wants him to leave and he's going to play with LeBron, he'll come out. LeBron will feed his son. That'd be crazy.
That would be.
Damn.
You see that donkey on Paul George?
Yeah, Paul didn't jump.
It was still, like.
I mean, at that age.
Yeah, come on. 39.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Come on, man.
Well,
you are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So let's talk about this DEI situation.
Yeah.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah.
There is a lot of talk around this. It refers to organizational frameworks that, quote, seek to promote fair treatment and full participation of all people, particularly groups who have been historically underrepresented or subject to discrimination. So now this is like the new, remember, what was it when Trump was critical race theory. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that was the dog whistle. Critical race theory is racist against white people now. So now this DEI situation is the next version of that.
Of that, yes.
And now companies, there are a lot of companies, Disney, a lot of big companies who are using quote unquote DEI to make their movies. The Oscars are using that to qualify who can win awards now as well.
Really?
If you don't have enough black people on staff, if you don't have enough black people in speaking roles, that they're trying to like make it.
And there are a bunch of white people, including Elon Musk, who are totally against that.
Yes.
And why is he against it?
So I think.
Or does he feel it doesn't include his own people, and now white people are feeling like through all of these rules that they're being.
Too easy. Too easy of an excuse. So I think it is, well, too easy of a response that he can, like, that, you know, what I'm thinking we can say. But I think anytime that the government or these organizations try to implant themselves within corporations, I think the billionaires have a problem with it.
Okay.
So I think that's what he's saying. So they've co-opted the term woke and wokeism to mean their own thing, to mean anything trans, anything black, not even anything black, but anything trans, anything not, or anything liberal. Mm-hmm. That's what they use the term woke for. So they're saying this DEI stuff is like the next form of wokeism in these that the government can implant in these corporations. And then I don't know if you guys remember that BlackRock and Blackstone, like these Vanguard and forget the other one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the other one. They are the ones controlling the budgets for a lot of these corporations.
And if you don't abide by that, you won't get funded.
You won't get funded. So that's saying that that it's a part of that.
Okay, Quan, that said affirmative action. Remember her statement here. I lost it. Okay. Affirmative action was our thing, but white women took it over that. Then they made it illegal recently.
Yeah, after they're talking about
usurped that. All of the energy out of it. Yes, that is a fact.
Yeah.
Yes. And Rock Bush said DEI is just affirmative action 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so did you guys hear what the founder of Lululemon said?
No.
He basically said that he's tired of the diversity and inclusion thing that, you know, the company has going on now. Like, he basically is trying to, and this is not a direct quote, but he wants it to be like a clear line on who should be wearing his stuff and who shouldn't be.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the fitness stuff, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, yoga pants and shit.
Yeah.
Stretchy pants, stuff like that.
All right.
So, you know what's crazy? I don't know if I have a problem with it. Like, If he's telling you he don't want you wearing this stuff, don't wear his stuff.
But black people don't see it that way. We want to show you. You could discriminate us against in your store, and we think we paying you back by spending our money with you.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm about to spend 80 grand in here.
Yeah.
You dumb mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, let me know.
That's the mind. I've always said the same thing.
Let me know, okay.
I had no problem with seeing the Confederate flag, bro.
Let me know.
Because it tells me where not to go. That's low-hanging fruit. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather that than walk into your restaurant and you do something to my food because you didn't want me there.
Yeah.
And so that represents the North.
Yeah.
The South just go, dude, don't come in here.
Yeah.
And I appreciate. But look what happened to dude with Timberland. That's why I wear Timberlands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want y'all wearing my stuff. And what do? We triple down on it.
Yeah.
And we wear stuff more than ever.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Very weird stuff.
Somebody said, nah, woke is a euphemism for black. A dog whistle for black. Sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes. But once
it gets co-opted.
Yeah, it's been. So in Disney movies, when like the Disney character is a lesbian or something, they go, oh, this new movie is woke.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean black.
That ain't got nothing to do with blackness.
So they've made it into like a gumbo of stuff that just is the opposite of conservative, quote unquote,
but
values.
We've been doing that our whole life. What is cheese?
Money.
What is a bird? What is fly? You know what I mean? We've taken the language and it confused white people for so long until we let them in using hip hop.
Yeah.
We gave them the keys to, the language that we were using to mean whatever we wanted to mean. And we just had a clear understanding of what that means.
No, you're right. You are right.
You know what I mean? So you're now we mad when they take our shit back.
You're right.
Don't work that way. Mm-mm.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So apparently Jay-Z has a new song with D'Angelo coming out.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's supposed to be on a soundtrack for the Book of Clarence.
The King Returns.
And it's supposed to be 9 minutes long. 9 minutes.
The song is 9 minutes.
9 minutes long, he said.
I'm not giving Jay-Z 9 minutes of my life. I'm sorry, man. I wouldn't care how great a song is. It could be We Are the World. I'm not listening to no song for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Yeah.
9 minutes?
9 minutes.
Is this in response or in continuation with a God? What was that?
Yeah, all the songs are getting longer and longer.
What was that shit? God Knows? God Did?
Yeah.
Was 6.5 minutes or something?
Yeah, his verse alone was 6 minutes or some shit.
Yeah. Like, what the hell is he doing? Now, I won't mind hearing from D'Angelo. Yeah, but let's listen to the song first. But I can't give you not 9 minutes?
Yeah.
God. I'm also hearing the number one produced song ever, according to...
What's this list?
It's Shook Ones, Part 2 by Mobb Deep.
It's a good song. That's a good beat.
No, it's a good beat, but the number one produced song ever...
And this is by who? Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells?
Yes.
Really? Now, that's a dope beat. Don't get me wrong.
It's a dusty sound.
It's grimy. If I was getting ready to go commit a crime, I'd listen to that and put me in a great mood to go commit crime. But come on. And then they ran down the top 25 producers in hip-hop of all time. I don't know if Rolling Stones may pull that list up.
Mm.
Top 25, and they got... Public Enemy at number 25, Bomb Squad. That's a travesty to begin with. And I think Dr. Dre was number one, was it?
Let me see.
Who was number one?
Hold up. What is Billboard?
I think it's Billboard. Top 25 producers of all time in hip hop.
Let me see who was number one. Sorry guys. Yeah, Dr. Dre was one.
Dr. Dre is one.
Kanye was two. Premier was three. RZA was four. The Neptunes is five. Q-Tip was six. Molly Marl was seven.
Okay.
Swiss Beats. And
I like all of those producers.
I think Swiss's I think Swiss.
He makes the most candy cookie cutter beats out.
And I think his reputation, because remember, he came in when that first DMX album was already done.
Right.
Like half of it was done. And then they kind of gave him all the credit. I think a lot of his legend comes from them early Rough Rider days, mm-hmm. but there were a lot of other producers that had a hand in that.
But that's just what all personally. Producers.
Timbaland, I think Timbaland should be higher. As a straight what beat maker.
Okay, all right. He has a nice.
He had that whole Virginia wave.
He did.
Yeah, come on. You bugging. Just Blaze, okay, 10.
Just Blaze, okay.
Pete Rock, 11.
Pete Rock probably should be higher.
Manny Fresh is up there.
Yep. Got to get Manny Fresh his clout.
DJ Quick, he's up there too.
Yeah, he don't get enough credit.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
The Hitmen.
Yeah, they made some hits.
Mm-hmm. Rick Rubin.
Yes, early on. A lot of LL Cool J, Run DMC records. Yeah.
Madlib, 40. Drake.
Yeah, Drake, he put out some slaps.
Don't miss,
put
man. Out some slaps. No ID.
Okay, he put out some slaps.
Hit Boy. That's early. Yeah, but early, man.
Dude, his last six joints with Nas has been crazy.
I don't know. Man. I don't know. It don't feel right.
Well, he shouldn't be in front of the Bomb Squad.
Yeah, that don't feel right.
A lot of these
right.
dudes shouldn't be. Bomb Squad got to be top 10 for me at minimum.
Metro Boomin, again, that's kind
of. But you got to throw in some of these new guys.
Yeah, Jay Dilla.
Underrated. Big time.
Larry Jay Smith. Dilla. Not familiar.
He did Beastie Boys. I mean, he did Houdini. Some early Run DMC stuff, very, very popular.
The Bomb Squad was 23.
Okay, 23, the Bomb Squad should be much.
Ninth Wonder is 24. I think that's low.
But I mean, he did the Jay-Z joint. He did a few joints.
Little Brother.
He don't even rock with them no more. Yeah. No, that's dope.
And Organized Noise.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying I can move that list around a little bit, you know. But
all of these are debatable. DJ Mustard,
Yeah.
Beast by the Pound.
Some guys in there that was missed.
Y'all are right. Daz. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Q-Tip is in there. He was number 6.
Yeah. That is true. Okay. Good point. Did we talk about Sexy Red having a number 1 song?
No, that's what I'm talking about. That is it, yeah?
Yeah.
What? Billboard, again, made her the number 1 song of the year. It's disgusting. Really is. But again, for the 50th, think about this. The 50th year of hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, true that.
Sitting at the top.
That's true.
To culminate 50 years.
That is true. You're right.
Nah, son.
You're right. That is gross. Son. What's going on with T-Mobile?
Oh, T-Mobile now has passed a legislation that if they find that you are talking hate crime on your phone, that they can either fine you or do something in regards to their service.
Whoa.
Yeah. They slyly threw that in there.
Oh.
So be aware of it. T-Mobile's passing.
Yo.
Yeah. So, you know, yep. Look it up.
Yo, we gotta, yo.
So.
Yeah, because once companies start to do that, like that's literally the game. They don't have to, and this is what I've always like talked about. They don't have to make a big fanfare of crazy laws anymore. They can just slide it into whatever they, it could be a bill, 400 pages. And
slide something in there
to where, because Canada is doing it right now with, remember that podcast? If you have a podcast and you're talking stuff they don't like.
You're talking greasy.
They can shut you down.
Well, we know what's happening on YouTube.
We know what's happening on YouTube too. But if you could, my cell phone service?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So be careful.
And then we talked about how the ADL got the partnership.
With Cash App.
Cash App, PayPal.
Yeah. And now they're creating a partnership with TikTok.
With TikTok. Come on, man. That's scary.
Scary stuff.
Oof.
So you can have freedom of speech, just not on our platforms.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
Yeah. In your home. Man, and not on our Wi-Fi either.
Not on our service.
Not around my links, you can't.
Hey, facts. So we want to take a break here.
Yes, let's take a quick commercial break. Get your questions ready, and we shall return.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we are back.
Yes.
So if you saw that last commercial, please hit the link below if you want to donate to Gorilla Prince Athletics. We've talked about Coach Derek up here a bunch of times. He was my my trainer in high school. He was Eli's trainer.
Yes, he was Marcus' trainer.
Marcus's trainer. He trained both of his sons, one of his sons right now. He played for the University of Wisconsin.
He trained Tom Brady and his wife.
So he trains a lot of kids within the tri-state area. Does a lot of great work with these kids, getting them to the next level in college. Like I said, his son played for the University of Wisconsin. He's in the transfer portal right now. We'll see where he goes.
Yes.
But very good dude, and they trained to do a lot of great work. So if you have, something to donate, the link is in the description below.
Yes, and he does this on his own. Not a lot of funding comes through. Yeah. And if he, I'm just going to be blatant with it. If he decided to train all rich, affluent kids, he'd have all the money he wants. He's doing something trying to help our young people. And a lot of our parents, they don't see the value in training. You need a personal trainer now. This is automatic to keep up with the competitive nature. And he places kids in boarding schools, and he has a lot of connections. So please donate. Please donate to that cause. That is a worthy cause.
Yes.
To donate to.
Absolutely. And that was his other son in speaking in the commercial just now.
Yes.
That's O'Shea. That's my guy.
My guy O'Shea.
All right. So let's get to some more stuff.
Yep.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
There was a gas explosion at a Fort Worth hotel, and I think 11 people got hurt. I think one person.
Was that recently?
That was today. I think it was today. Thought it was today.
Gas explosion. Are we back to that, or could it have just been?
It looked like a gas explosion.
Okay.
I've been seeing some like crazy stuff on social media. I saw a guy get pushed on the tracks. Did you see that?
I didn't even want to see that.
I had to scroll away. That has been like my biggest fear since I could remember what a train was.
Yes.
And that's
why I don't go nowhere near the tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When the train is coming or anything, because that is my fear.
And that's why, like, people just sharing it willingness. I don't even know the beef. I think the person who got pushed was a white dude, and I think the black dude was I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't wish that on nobody.
No clue.
And see, here's another perspective. You see how big the train is when you're on the platform?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how big it is when you're on the actual track?
Yeah.
You ain't got a chance in hell, bro.
Yeah, yeah, it looked crazy.
You ain't got a chance in hell.
So, yeah, that was it. So, going back to the Texas hotel, it was 21 people injured, one critically, as they're searching for more people.
Did they mention the cause of this crash?
They said likely a gas explosion.
Okay.
It looked crazy, though.
Okay, yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm watching photos of it now.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's a nice hotel, too.
Yeah, let's hope them people are okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I'm going to get into this. This is a weird story. I remember us talking about this, but I don't know if you guys remember that NASA was about to spend $110 million to send a rocket with JFK's DNA.
DNA? Okay.
To the moon.
For what purpose?
No clue. Right? But apparently, because this is a real story, guys. Apparently, that it's a critical loss of fuel because it suffered the rocket suffered an anomaly where the craft was unable to point its solar panels toward the sun while in space, so it could get to the moon.
What?
That's what it says.
What? Read that again. Take your time and sound those words out, Malcolm.
A private mission carrying human remains to the moon suffered an anomaly.
An anomaly. Okay, let's keep that word there, an anomaly.
The craft was unable to point its solar panels towards the sun while in space.
Heading toward the moon. All right, that sounds fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. Crazy.
Yeah.
This is something I wanted. First of all, why would they be doing that anyway? Why would you be sending JFK's DNA to the moon?
Yeah.
This is a question I've always wanted to ask Malcolm. Hmm? As I go back to the 60s and I watch what it took to get to the moon.
Yeah.
All these propulsions, all of this stuff, rocket that had to let go of another rocket to get you there. When we got there, did we have all that shit on the moon to get back? Think about it. Think about what it took to get there.
Yeah.
And we just, how'd we get back?
Yeah.
Did we have extra shit to do the same shit?
Yeah.
You see, once we start thinking about
it. Dude, I don't believe we've ever been there. I said that on the podcast, and people really was like, so what you mean we didn't get there? So I'm like, how come we haven't been able to get back?
Dude, I need y'all to go back, watch them tapes, and 5, 4, 3, 2, lift off. And you see us, we got 4, like, rockets. To get us there. We get there, there's one small step for man. One giant step for mankind.
And they were talking in real-time relay. So he's talking.
So he's on the phone. Did y'all get there? They're there, guys. They're on the moon. Yeah. Wait, clapping, we're there. How's the weather?
Yeah.
And then before the guy took the first step, somebody's filming.
Yeah.
Who's doing the filming? Mm. Ain't he the first person on the moon? And then, okay, now it's time to get back, guys. Yeah. All right, what did they do? This runoff and jump off with a goddamn parachute and hope that you land? I mean, how?
No clue, man.
How sway? That's all I'm asking.
No clue, man.
That's all I'm asking. Want to know about the unknown?
And then
instead of the known,
the same thing I always ask: how come we can't get back?
How come we can't get back? Now the panels, solar panels, didn't guide us, dude. We're supposed to be so far advanced.
Yo, my iPad right here is more powerful than anything that was in that control room in the 60s. And we cannot get back.
Yeah.
We can't figure out the coordinates to take the same path back.
Yeah.
Because it was on pencil and it got smudged and we lost it
in a garage sale. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
I'm going to pose that question to Noble one day. And his mind gonna be blown. Like your mind was blown when I asked you about Christopher Columbus. I'm gonna be like, no, but how did they get back? He's gonna be like, that's a good question, Grandpa. Yeah,
no clue.
Very
man.
Good question, Grandpa. Very good.
So what's up with Ford?
Ford now has a new repossession system.
Mm.
So on their new cars, they will shut off and drive back to the dealer.
Gangster.
If you don't make the payments.
Gangster.
And what they do is, before that happens, they cut off your air or certain features, or they play loud, disturbing music. I'm not making this shit up.
That's crazy.
So your car, you turn on your car and loud, disturbing music will be playing.
Baby Shark.
Take the fucking car. So if you don't make your payments, they start with that. Loud music, turn your heat off in the winter. Your defogger's not working. What the fuck? Yeah. That's the new vehicles for Ford. And then it'll just go, you know what, man? We just going to drive back. Self-driving cars back
like,
to the
So are they going to have like a new position, like a new something, like with a list of people, like he ain't paid his shit in a month?
It's going to be automated, sort of like our membership. Our membership is letting... Pete, you could have been with us for 20 years and we only been in business 5.
Yeah.
If your payment don't go through, it's nothing personal. The automated system is very direct. You either paid or you didn't.
Yeah.
I got somebody in the chat now, me in the, I've been down a long time. Okay, well, get back down, but I have nothing to do with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, keep emailing me, guys. I'm getting to people.
Side note, I saw a news report. They said either Russia is sending loud messages over their system to Ukraine, and the message was like, you need to wash your ass. I kid you not. I'm not making this shit
up. You made that up.
No, I'm not. And I bust out laughing. This shit came across the shit and she said, you need to wash your ass. So random messages.
Yeah, you seen that on TikTok.
Yeah, I did. I did. It was one of my TikTok specials.
And no, somebody edited that over at the video.
Just, oh, you think so?
Yes, of course.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it was funny.
Gosh, guys, I don't know how you take anything we say of history.
Oh, my God. I just was laughing. It said, you need to wash your ass. I said, oh, shit. Oh, God. I think I need to stay off TikTok.
Yeah, you do, God. You do, man.
Oh, my God.
Damn. It's riding your brain, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
But you, this is a good story. This New York Times versus ChatGPT and AI
yes,
stuff.
Yes, there's a lawsuit going on.
This is good.
Based off of fair use. And what's happening is they're saying ChatGPT has the right to sample the way it learns and samples people's stuff. However, when you there's a difference between sampling something and taking it.
Yeah.
And so now the New York Times is saying that ChatGPT is replicating entire articles that came out of the New York Times, and that's plagiarism. Mm-hmm. And so now they want credit for, it's sort of like the Fair Use Act is in place for instance, Amazon.
Yeah.
They give you a little sample of somebody's book. That's fair use. It's not the entire works. So there's a lawsuit going on, and it's not just including New York Times. It's anybody, your work. Mm. If they just plagiarize your whole shit for somebody else's stuff, that's stealing.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be the first big lawsuit between the New York Times and
AI
to see where this thing goes. So let's keep all
that's
that.
That's going
to
set a precedence as well.
Yes.
See what happens.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be interesting.
Interesting stuff.
Let's take some questions, guys.
Yeah, let's get in some questions here.
Let's take some questions. Speaking of plagiarism and copying, so we spoke about the Harvard president.
Yes.
Her getting, she resigned, right?
Yeah.
And this is due to accusations of plagiarism. She was plagiarizing her own academic works and stuff like that. Mm. So apparently the guy who kind of outed her, people started digging into him and his wife. And apparently his wife got caught for plagiarizing some stuff as well.
Yeah.
So then he said, all right, I gotcha. I'm gonna investigate everybody at MIT. So I guess he went through everybody, all the professors, you know, dissertations and stuff at MIT.
And they all plagiarized him.
I think everybody, all of them has some way of plagiarizing some stuff, or it's not properly citing some sources and stuff like that. That's tough, man. A dissertation be like 200 pages. Like, how am I not?
I'm not a biter. I'm a writer for myself and others.
You know what I'm saying? How am I not
say
take a little
big verse? I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my barrel. I'm big enough to do it.
That thorough.
Yeah. My own flow is foolish.
Thank you, incredible brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Somebody said YouTube has an ocean of AI channels that don't get banned or taken down. Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah, I heard about the transgenders that can participate in Olympics. I did hear about that. That's going to be nuts.
The what?
Transgenders being able to compete in the 2024 Olympics.
As transgenders?
I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Like all transgenders. Or are they going to be competing in other sports?
I don't know. Well, I think in the sport they identify.
Can't do that, man.
Yeah.
Can't do that, man.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they have a transgender division, I get it. All y'all get in one and just
that's like
work it out.
People just like, you're just going to see the viewership just fall.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Did I see the Giants on top of a mountain? I did see that.
I didn't see that.
There's some weird stuff going on in your planet right now, Malcolm.
Okay.
You need to get your TikTok up.
I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to align myself for the new year.
Yeah.
And he don't believe in my goals for the new year. He's a hater. I don't know if y'all know that, guys. He's a hater. Me and mama dad was talking about what we got planned, how we trying to eat right. And he was like, that ain't gonna work. Y'all need to get like me. He was like, I don't do none of that.
I'm just trying to give you real information. You can take it. Well, you can leave it. Anyway, Mama Dot shoots up my dreams all the time. I can hear her even when she's trying to be silent. I'm like, yeah, because this time around, you know what I'm going to do? And she'd just be looking at me like this. And she'd be in there shooting my dreams down.
Did you see the Godzilla? Are you talking about Godzilla Minus One? I didn't see it. I heard it was really, really good. It's a movie.
It's not the Godzilla Kong.
Okay. When does that one come out? Anybody know?
I think mid, like June. Like
Bob Marley come out in February.
That look good.
Looks very good for Valentine's Day. You and your wife, are you going to go?
Go check that out.
I'll be sitting in the theater on Valentine's Day. I one love, one heart.
Dude, I haven't been to the movies.
Feel alright.
Yeah, Valentine's Day in years. Somebody said, no trans men in male sports, just the other way around. Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
That is very true. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Protect your the eyes and
now, who's your favorite baseball player and team growing up? Reggie Jackson, my favorite player of all time, Yankees.
Mine was Gary Sheffield. That was my guy.
Gary Sheffield was good. He just looked like...
Yeah. His swing was...
Somebody hurt his feelings. Like, yeah.
Somebody said, the Florida Republicans ousted state chairman for grape allegations. No, I did not.
Grape?
You know...
Oh, got you. Yeah, got you. Got you. Okay. No, we did not see the color. Well, Mama Dot saw Color Purple, the musical. She was pissed. Musical. Yeah, Ken Griffey, I mean, yeah, you know.
We did speak about the Miami Mall thing early in the show.
We did.
Why can you look like Gary Sheffield? That's funny. Daryl Strawberry, yeah, I remember him. He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was nice. Will Dr. Valentine's webinar have replayability? I don't know, because he's not big on that.
Because
I don't think he likes his stuff being
stuff
like shit.
Out there
yeah.
too much. Yeah. He tries to, you got to get it when you can, and you know.
Are y'all doing anything for Show 500?
That's a long way off.
It's like June, July?
Yeah, it's a long way from now.
Yeah,
we got a lot of content to give you prior to then, but we always do something for the, you know.
The 100th
episode or something. So yeah, we'll do something. We'll give something away or do something.
Somebody said, I eat grapes. Use another word. That's the social media where we're getting around.
I said essay, but, you know, Mexicans, they didn't like that. So, got to use something else.
Yeah. Nerd Talk. I'm going to save that for the actual Nerd Talk. Me and Eli got another episode dropping this week.
Gotcha. Y'all dropping those like, bam.
We're going to keep dropping.
The albums.
Somebody said, congratulations on show 444. Been locked in since episode one. Thank you.
Wow. Really appreciate that. You've been with us that long. You've heard and witnessed some stuff, bro.
Yeah, man.
Somebody need to put together the greatest hits and misses, bro.
That's a lot of stuff.
That, would you eat human flesh to survive? Y'all saw the Netflix joint. I didn't see the Netflix joint. I don't know which Netflix joint you're talking about.
Well, it was a white guy. He came in contact with a cannibalist tribe.
Oh, but I did.
I saw a clip and he was just...
Guys, we already have a contingent plan here.
Yeah. We said it.
Eat Eli's legs because they don't work.
He don't need them.
Eat my kidneys. They don't work. Eat Malcolm's brain. It don't work. So we have a contingency plan on how we do it. You know, who goes first and, you know... Stuff like that.
Yeah. When is the Urban X barbecue? I want to do something in the spring. Or June. When it gets hot. No?
What we going to have on the grill? Tofurkey burgers?
No.
Huh?
No.
Real ribs?
No.
Turkey. Real burgers and turkey. Hot dogs?
Turkey burgers, you know.
Oh, we have a section over here?
Yeah.
For my hot peppers?
Yeah.
We have grilled broccoli for you guys. Over here, we got some burgers.
Yeah,
you got to mix it up because our audience is diverse.
Yeah.
That's what I love about our audience. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take a couple more questions. Then we up out of here, guys. We up out of here. Yes. Don't forget Thursday, big announcement for the members, the membership going forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Thursday.
Big announcement.
Thursday. We're trying to make it today, but we didn't have time to get stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if no more questions, guys, with that being said,
we love you.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all for being here.
Yeah.
We have an after show. So,
yes, I'm hip to Yaki Awakening. That's that guy.
Yeah.
He's taking us to the next level.
We just had a green juice that he recommended.
Yes.
Me and my dad. It was good.
Yeah. They on it. So I rocks with him.
So, with that being said, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Members, we will see you guys in the membership.
About 5 minutes.
Email me real quick if you need to email me about the membership for the link.
Yep.
Email me real quick. I'll send it to you.
Yep.
But other than that, we'll see you guys on Thursday. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And
did we make 1,000 likes?
Hit the like button, please.
Hit on the way like out, button. At least hit the like button on the
on
way
the
out.
On the way out, we would appreciate it.
Jeez, help us out.
And peace.
Peace.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.